Superheat on a low temp refrigeration rack. How superheat works on a low temperature refrigeration system. The difference between evaporator superheat and compressor total superheat. Why oil return and compressor protection make superheat critical at low temps. And how to set and read it on a rack. From the Launch My HVAC knowledge base. What it is. Superheat is how much warmer the refrigerant vapor is than its saturation boiling temperature at that pressure. It's the same concept you use in comfort cooling. But on a low-temp refrigeration system it carries extra weight because the stakes are higher. Too little superheat floods liquid back to a compressor that's already working hard. And too much superheat starves the coil of capacity and hurts oil return. On a freezer rack, getting superheat right is compressor life insurance. There are two superheat numbers that matter on refrigeration, and good techs track both. Evaporator superheat, measured at the evaporator outlet, tells you how well the TXV is feeding that coil. Compressor total superheat, measured at the compressor suction inlet, tells you what the compressor is actually swallowing after the suction line picks up or loses heat on the way back. How it works. Evaporator superheat is set by the TXV at each coil. The TXV meters liquid into the evaporator and tries to maintain a target superheat at the coil outlet, enough that all the liquid has boiled off so no liquid leaves the coil plus a margin. That's the valve's job. Feed the coil fully without overfeeding. Compressor total superheat is measured back at the compressor. Between the evaporator and the compressor, the suction line can gain heat warm spaces, long runs raising superheat, or lose heat slash pick up liquid from other coils on a multi-fixture rack. On a rack, several evaporators dump into a common suction manifold, so the compressor sees the blended result. You can have decent evaporator superheat at each coil but low compressor superheat at the rack if one coil is flooding, or high compressor superheat if the suction line is long and warm. Why this matters more at low temp. Compressor protection. Low temp compressors run hard with low suction density. A slug of liquid low slash zero compressor superheat is brutal. It dilutes the oil and can hammer the valve slash mechanism. You want a safe positive superheat at the compressor, always. Oil return. Oil rides back to the compressor entrained in the suction vapor. Low temp oil is colder and thicker, and low temp systems have lower mass flow and tricky suction risers. Adequate superheat, dry vapor and proper line velocity keep oil moving home. Flooding wet suction and deads low velocity strand oil in the coil slash lines. So you set the TXVs for good evaporator superheat and verify the compressor isn't seeing flood back, protecting both capacity and the compressor. In the field, measure evaporator superheat at each coil. Read suction pressure at the coil outlet or close to it. Convert to saturated suction temperature for the refrigerant and subtract from the measured line temperature at the coil outlet. That difference is evaporator superheat. Adjust the TXV slowly, small turns. Wait several minutes between adjustments. The valve and coil take time to settle. Too low to risk flood back. Too high to starved coil. Weak capacity. Poor oil return. Measure compressor total superheat at the compressor. Read suction pressure and temperature right at the compressor suction service valve, convert pressure to saturation temp, and subtract. This is what the compressor actually experiences. On a rack, this is the number that protects the machine. If compressor superheat is too low approaching zero, something's flooding. Find which coil slash TXV is overfeeding or whether liquid is migrating. On a rack specifically, each fixture has its own TXV and its own evaporator superheat, but they share suction. Diagnose per coil for capacity each TXV, and at the compressor slash rack for protection total superheat. EPRs may hold some coils at a higher pressure than others. Normal values and targets. Evaporators superheat per coil, commonly targeted in the ballpark of about 6 to 10 degrees at the coil outlet so the coil is fully active without overfeeding. Verify the application and TXV. Compressor total superheat, kept comfortably positive to protect the compressor, often in the about 10 to 20 degrees plus range at the compressor inlet depending on suction line length slash conditions. The exact number follows the manufacturer's guidance for that compressor. Never run it near zero. Saturated suction temperature, very low. A low temp freezer runs sub-zero saturated suction, for example roughly minus 10 to minus 20 degrees or lower. Convert pressure to saturation temp for the specific refrigerant low temp blends have glide. Use the right point. Suction superheat as oil return insurance. Dry, adequately superheated vapor plus proper riser velocity returns oil. Wet suction strands it. Representative ranges. Always confirm against the equipment, refrigerant, and manufacturer guidance. Common faults and what they mean. Low slash zero compressor superheat flood back. a TXV overfeeding, liquid migration during off-cycle or a failed/oversized valve. Risk: compressor damage, oil dilution. Find the flooding coil. Verify pump down/migration control. High superheat, weak capacity, TXV starving the coil, low charge upstream, plug/iced coil, undersized valve, lost bulb charge or moisture/restriction in the liquid line. The coil isn't fully fed. Good evaporator superheat, but oil problems/compressor failures, suction line velocity/riser sizing or oil return design issue at low temp. Not a superheat setting problem per se. Look at piping. Superheat hunting swinging, TXV hunting, bulb mounting/insulation, valve sizing, or load swings. Same TXV hunting logic as comfort cooling. Glide confusion on blends. Using the wrong saturation point for a glide refrigerant throws your superheat math off. Use dew point for superheat. Tech tips and gotchas. Track both superheats on a rack. Per coil evaporator superheat protects capacity. Compressor total superheat protects the compressor. A rack can look fine at the coils and still flood the compressor, or vice versa. Never let compressor superheat ride near zero on a low-temp machine. Liquid plus a hard-working low-temp compressor is how you turn a service call into a compressor change. Positive, safe superheat at the compressor is non-negotiable. Adjust TXV slowly. Low-temp coils and valves are sluggish. Give each small adjustment several minutes, sometimes more, to settle before turning again. Chasing it fast leads to hunting. Use the right saturation point for glide refrigerants, dew point for superheat. Reading the wrong column of a PT relationship makes a good system look out of spec. Oil return is a piping problem, not always a superheat problem. If superheat is right and the compressor still starves for oil, look at suction risers, velocity, traps, and double risers. Not just the TXV. Floodback often happens at off-cycle and startup, not steady state. Pump down control and proper migration prevention matter as much as the steady state superheat number. Safety/code notes. Refrigerant work follows EPA section 608. Recover. Don't vent. Racks can hold large charges. Low temp compressors and large motors are heavy electrical loads. Lockout/verify dead before servicing. Liquid refrigerant and very cold lines cause frostbite. Wear protection when working on low-temp suction lines and service valves. Compressor protection controls oil safety. High/low pressure are safeties. Diagnose and fix. Never bypass.